JK4, JPQ. It's quite true, and I know from being on the inside of club operations, a club that owns a repeater, that it's an expensive thing to keep operational. I don't know how you might be aware of it, but before the current troubles that are pandemic, if you know what I mean, the Blue Ridge Club had had a ham fest every year in May, first Saturday in May. And something on the order of 70% of the proceeds from that ham fest always went to the repeater. And yet, we had a repeater fund that was advertised. One could, if you remember the club or not, you could contribute to the repeater fund, and that would go into the maintenance, upgrades, replacing worn equipment, or you know, there's an EchoLink connection there. It could be to pay for the internet service, ongoing expenses, and you're going to be getting an earful of that, and I'm sure you're aware. But generally, the community. The point that I get from what you said is that the repeater becomes a part of infrastructure. And do you think of a bridge, an overpass, when you drive under it on the highway? Well, tax dollars built that, and tax dollars will maintain that. But a repeater is a private thing, and it needs to be maintained. And there is some, you know, you're going to learn all about that. Go ahead, Andy. KK4, JPQ.
Well, see, you need to do like I've done for the past 15 or so years with WR4XM. I don't know how many times I've been on Glassy Mountain or Caesar's Head and helping him with these repeaters he's got. We got use over here. As you said, it's a big, when it comes to labor and money, it's a big expense, very big expense. But you do learn a lot, just like I've learned about the repeater controller involved with them. And the main part of it, the PA, the power amplifier with it, and the cavities that goes with them, you learn a lot about this. Things that I wouldn't have otherwise known properly myself had I not been one of those helps mind to have with some of these repeaters that's over here. You learn a whole lot. As you say, too many people takes it for granted. They do. And unfortunately, we got some that's not even legally licensed that wants to sometimes try to use it. So, it's very much a thing that everybody uses and takes for granted. KI4LCI.
For NUE. What I'm saying is that for now, for me, is that the equipment used for a repeater. To me, that's something that can be bought. It's something that can be repaired. It's just it's a bunch of circuit boards that make things happen. It's a tool, in other words. What I'm trying to say is that if you set that aside and look at the individual who had the idea, that says a lot about that person who is willing to step up and say, hey, you know, I mean, that's not something you do in a day. That that I'm learning is that that takes vision, that takes time, that takes money, that takes motivation, that takes skill. And that says a lot about that person that, you know, I mean, I don't want to get into names or anything, but the person who started the repeater that I'm a club member of, I mean, I just think that's a great thing that he, you know, he did all of that personally. Now, I mean, he had help and other members. I'm not detracting from that, but I'm just saying that, you know, that says a lot about that person's character that's willing to do that and put that forward for the community and for other people to enjoy. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. Now, eventually when something breaks, okay, that's time to be in the hot seat. But for right now, I'm enjoying just being able to be a part of a team and to fully understand on a personal level what, let me make this sure I got it, at night. So Courtesy Tone should be coming back here shortly, but I'm just saying that's a special person. Period. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to say. But at any rate, well, fellas, I'm on duck on out. I'm tired. I'm showing my tired. I've had a lot today, and I'm just glad to be a part of this process. And I will say 73s to y'all, and I will be clear on y'all's final. KO4NUE.
WQ. Chad, I know you'll sleep well tonight. It's been a big day. It has been here, too. And here we are at midnight 01. Chad, you and Andy have a good night's rest. I'm going to go catch one myself. This is KK4JBQ. I'm clear.
Chad, if you have the chance, and you're up here at the deer camp Tuesday, come on out here to the Big and ZOC out here Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. This is kind of our meeting night, and also kind of like y'all done up there, but we have a little food and a little dinner. Well, kind of a little dinner thing. Well, a holiday dinner type thing that's going to be catered in. All we got to do is take it, bring some little, you know, desserts or something like that out here and come out here and join us here Tuesday evening if you're going to be up this way. KI4LZI.
Andy, I might just do that. I might try to grab my cousin, see if he wants to come with me. But anyway, I'll talk with y'all later. I'm showing my tired. I don't need to be talking when I'm tired. So KO4NUE, and I'm gonna go ahead and secure my station. I'm clear.
Don't think you need any help finding it, but if you should, get on 195 KI4LZI.